We continue now with our series, Voices Along the Herring River. The Herring River Restoration is a proposed $40 million project in Wellfleet. The idea is to remove a dike originally built in 1909, allowing seawater to flow up the river estuary, restoring the saltwater marsh. It would affect more than 1,000 acres and 6 miles of waterways and requires the construction of 2 secondary dikes. Today we hear from Judy Ellis, who lives adjacent to the project area. Ellis and her neighbor are the only private property owners out of 17 impacted who chose not to allow flooding on their land. Ellis is 73 and has lived in the same house for more than 20 years, surrounded by her finches, her wind chimes, and her collections.
I designed the house myself, with help, of course, lots of help. And when you come into this room, it makes you feel like you're in a garden. And my friends come and sit and say, ah. And I collect feathers, as you can tell. I'm a real collector. My children come in and go, oh my gosh, there's so much stuff. But I love this place, and I've invested my life here. And this is my sanctuary. This is my artistic expression. And I never want to leave. You know, the Herring River Restoration Project has been a bit of a concern. I think it's probably a really good thing environmentally to restore the health of the river and to get rid of the phragmites, which are impeding the river flow, and to allow the herring and the shellfish to restore themselves. However, there's a lot of homeowners who are impacted and quite concerned about a lot of issues.
Outside her house, Ellis points to where the tide with the restoration project might have reached on her property.
They said that the water, when it's at very high tide, mean tide, moon tide, a storm surge, would come right to probably about here, which is about 10 feet, 12, 15 feet of my driveway.
Ellis had concerns about flooding impacting her well and her utility poles, and about what happens to the forest vegetation when it returns to salt marsh. She's been talking with representatives of the restoration project for several years.
I would say, you know, once a month, they would check in. Oh, just checking in. How are you doing? Very friendly, very cordial, not contentious. Lots of phone calls, lots of personal visits, and explaining that everything is going to be fine. Don't worry, it's going to be fine. We'll take good care of you. And, you know, all you have to do is sign right here. But we just decided enough is enough. And we sent an email saying that we legally they are not allowed to flood the property, and we are not going to allow that. And they emailed me back about, you know, a couple of weeks later saying, fine, we will just proceed without you, period. And that is as much as I've heard. But anyway, now we know. And I'm very relieved, and maybe it's over for now. But I believe that it's not over. It ain't over till it's over.
Ellis says she still has concerns over the impacts of dying vegetation as all the forest-like growth just across the road from her home returns to salt marsh, and about the work necessary to reshape the land.
It's going to be a mess, and we're going to be living with the construction and the destruction of all of this vegetation. We'll be rotting and dying, and there'll be a tremendous amount of construction for years and years. And one of the chief concerns is that I'm losing equity in the house. Am I ever going to be able to sell it? Is anyone ever going to want to deal with any of this? And it's going to be swampy and smelly, you know, with dead vegetation lying around. It's going to be pretty ugly. Aesthetically speaking, which is not, you know, the most important thing, but still, you know, if you're trying to sell a house, that's a big thing. Change is inevitable, and I realize that, and I'm realistic about that, but I would hate to have anything ruined in the process.
That was Wellfleet resident Judy Ellis. For more than 20 years, she's lived along the Herring River. This piece was reported by Stephanie Geyer-Stevens. Since this interview was recorded, the select board for the town of Truro has voted to withdraw from the first phase of the restoration project, citing concerns over liability. You can hear all the pieces in our series Voices Along the Herring River at our website, capeandislands.org. And on Thursday this week, Mindy Todd will host an hour-long discussion on The Point, looking at the effort to restore Wellfleet's Herring River.